Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Ratings were down and all that other shit, so fuck them. I want to get into this teacher thing, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love
this. This guy's a real winner.
Yeah. You want to start with...
I'll let him eat.
What's his fucking name? Dave, can we pull that up?
I mean, this guy, like, I pulled it up this morning, and what is it? What's his name, Dave?
I'll get it to you.
The teacher.
Jonathan. Oh, no, that's the guy.
No, it's Gregory Salcido.
Gregory Salcido.
He went on this rant in a classroom basically saying that, you know, the military or people that join the military don't have any other options in life. They're basically the
bottom of the barrel.
The worst of the worst. And I posted something in Drinking Bros this morning because it really pissed me off so much. And I was kind of like fighting the current of anger and being rational and things like that. And I'm like,
but in all fairness to the audience,
yeah,
you don't post something unless you're super passionate about
it. I never post anything typically, like maybe once a month. But it really did. Like I've run into this mentality several times. You know, I was a dirtbag high school kid because I just didn't give a shit about it. Right. And you've got, you know, people that went on to college. I went on to college too, but the difference was, you know, I joined the military, and I think every time I've run into this, people have this direct association with like, well, these people that join the military don't have any other options. Well, what I've found in my military experience is that, and you know, it's funny because I had a really, really interesting awakening in 2000 when I went to the Special Forces Qualification Course, and that's not me like, oh, I'm a Green Beret. No, I thought I was a really smart guy. Like, I really was like, I've got, you know, really smart guy.
Sure.
But these guys were other enlisted men I was in a communications course with, and they were probably the smartest people I'd ever been around, and just raw IQ. And what I realized was that there are people that people have a direct way of learning. And a lot of guys in the military, they're active learners. They're not like, okay, we're going to sit for long periods of time in a sedentary environment and regurgitate information. They don't learn very well that way. But typically higher people that have higher IQs, they really don't learn that way. That's just like broad strokes. That's why there were tradesmen. That's why the people went into different professions where you could learn underneath somebody else for a long period of time, because reading is a very existential way to kind of interpret information and then try to digest it and then put it into action. So the my interaction with this statement kind of hits home in the fact that, like, I've heard it from people that I went to school with. I've heard it from people that, you know, I've been close with for years. I was at a camping trip with a group of people a few years ago, and my good friend had invited me, and there was like this other party there from like Portland, Oregon, and they were like, you know, one had a mechanical engineering degree and the other one was like a PhD, and they were just such fucking pompous, pretentious, like, you know, intellectual, arrogant pricks. And we were having this conversation, and she was talking about how, you know, law enforcement officers, you know, they don't even have high school degrees, and they're just a bunch of fucking idiots. And that's what she was saying. And I was like, hold on. Like, and I stopped, and I'm like around the campfire in front of like 10 people. And I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, I just was like, just straight up, like, I don't know this woman. I was
sure.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And she was like, what?
Yeah. What was her reaction to that?
I go, you understand. She just kind of was taken aback, and she got really kind of caustic. And I'm like, one of my best friends went to West Point, and then post West Point, got out of West Point and went to, Boston University and got a master's degree, hated his job in New York, hated it, and went back to Seattle to become a cop because he loved being a police officer. And I'm like, but I've hung around and been around police officers long enough to know most of these guys are really intelligent guys. Most of these guys, the men and women that work in law enforcement,
the complexities
they're really
of what they have to deal with in their job,
yes,
compared to sitting back and being an erudite in some fucking college. Like, no. Yeah.
And she scoffed. She's like, there's no way. There's no way this guy has a, you know, master's degree. And I'm like, well, is you know, and I told her, you know, why don't you go and have lunch with this guy? Like when you get back, because she lived in Portland. I'm like, just go back and have lunch. She never would, but I've run into this mentality, I think, so many times where people just have this assumption that the men and women that serve the country don't have any other options because they would never do it, right?
Right.
And it's so discriminatory. It's like people that want to serve their country, that have a passion for service, that love their country, that are saying, I want to wear the uniform regardless of what drives them to wear a uniform. They are civil servants in the defense of our communities and our nation. And to think that because somebody else wouldn't do it makes somebody else lesser than them. It's really just this really hyper detrimental conversation within our society that ultimately, you know, people, and I put this in my statement, which is like people walk by and thank you for your service, but underneath it, they're going, you know, fuck you, basically.
Right.
And
or I feel like I had to tell them thank you for your service. Do you get you get those people who are like,
yeah, like, oh, well, thank
you.
I feel obligated to say it. And it's like people don't understand that, you know, the military does an incredible job at training and putting a profound amount of experience and capabilities within the youth of our nation, which is from post 18. You're trained. And not only that, you're put into positions of authority. The people that you knew quite possibly in, you know, junior high and high school, they're completely reinvented. Their DNA has basically been changed at that point, and they're out into life experience that people would never grasp the amount of authority, responsibility, and respect that they have to have in their daily life. And it's really interesting to me because it's like all these guys from like special operations, you know, whether it's like the units that Matt and I came from, you'll hear it all the time. Like, man, I was kind of a fuck up in high school, but these guys are so fucking smart. They're so driven. They're so talented. And more importantly, they're willing to sacrifice their lives for the rest of society so they don't have to deploy overseas in order to defend the strategic objectives of America. Like, civilians don't need to bow down.
No.
But good fucking God, you've got to have a productive conversation with the men and women that serve this that serve this country.
And that mentality, I think, crosses over to employers as well, because they don't want to hire veterans like, oh, they're, you know, PTSD, they're loose cannons, they're not as intelligent as the average guy that went to fucking college, which I think it's a complete opposite. It's the reason why we want to hire veterans is because they have this unprecedented amount of life experience. They didn't sit in a classroom
and ethic.
Talk about it for 12 years. Yeah. Like, I get it if you got to be a fucking surgeon, but I'm saying, like, a lot of these guys, and I don't know this teacher's background, but they went to fucking college, they got out, and then they started teaching.
He's from California, number one.
You don't have any fucking life experience. Yeah. You didn't live the things that you said. The reason why we like to employ veterans is because all the shit they're trained for, they had to employ that in a real world situation, which gives them so much amount of experience and understanding, rather than, like Evan said, looking at a book. Like, I'm terrible about that shit, but then if you throw and get my fucking hands dirty, yeah, I'm going to probably be better than anybody else at it. So it's unfortunate these fucktards exist, and they need a fucking fist to the face of fucking reasoning and logic.
Yeah, what's the pain this guy's feeling today? So, where's he from?
Oh, yeah, he's from California, a place called Pico Rivera, California.
Oh, Pico Rivera, yeah.
He went to the same...
It's right outside of Los Angeles.
...high school that he graduated from. The high school shut down their page.
Oh, of course.
They have disabled posts and commenting and everything. He, however, is still public and is just getting ripped apart on his personal page.
So he has a personal page.
He teaches at the same high school he went to.
That he graduated from.
Yeah, exactly. Zero experience.
He's super almost creepily obsessed with Barack Obama.
That's always number two.
Yeah.
It's always number two on that checklist.
He was the most qualified, caring, competent, intelligent, articulate, informed, responsible, respectable, decent, and just about every other wholesome, positive, and hopeful adjective you could think of. Or in other words, everything our current occupant of the White House is not.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he didn't put, if there was the length of Barack Obama's dick, if I could fit the whole thing in my mouth.
Right.
Because that's what Gregory.
The funny thing is this isn't a political conversation. It has nothing to do with politics.
Zero with politics.
It has everything to do with being, is where the progressive really, like, they really show their discriminatory actions.
And
because this is the way
they show their
judgments.
Yeah, they show their judgments.
And they're,
but we've seen it. Even like Range 15, and I'll bring up Nick Palmisano. It's hilarious because he destroyed the chick. We had that one girl who was like, oh, you're in the military? Well, I'm obviously smarter than you. And it was right. Like, well, why? Oh, well, because you're in the military. They're fucking stupid. And it was like, what? You're like, Nick has like a master's degree from what? Duke. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, first of all, girl had a bachelor's.
There's two options here for Gregory. Number one, we need to send his ass over with a pair of NVGs and let him see what it's like to fight guys in pajamas.
Or let's just bring him on the show
and
have some fun with him.
That'd be a blast.
Let's send our boys with NVGs into his house and see what he thinks.
Yeah. And I thought
blow
about
his
this.
Doors off all the hinges, rip him out of bed, and go, hey, we're just a bunch of dummies with night vision.
I thought about this a lot this morning, actually. I was up early and I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter because fuck this guy and fuck people like him. And the way that you beat them is just working twice as hard as everybody around you. And ultimately, if you outwork people in every way, shape, or form, they feel defeated. And then ultimately, they're going to learn through your actions. And then by immersing yourself through your work, you're going to not only succeed, but people like this will be ground into your occupational dust, right?
Success is the biggest fuck you. It's the same thing with an internet troll. I mean, like, obviously, we're a talk show, so we're talking about this fucking retard. But at the end of the day, it's just like, you know how we'll prove to him that veterans aren't fucking stupid? We're going to be hyper successful, and we're going to influence our community to be better than your community. And then, fuck you. Yeah.